She
Not for
has.
me.
She hasn't recused herself as of yet.
Well, as of the last meeting.
Yeah.
Allowed to be present at the beginning
No,
of the
you're
meeting.
not.
We're going to allow her at the beginning of the meeting. Are you going to recuse yourself, Ms. Neimer, from the?
She's not, Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to be adamant about this other than to say the rules require when you recuse yourself, you are at the door and you have no facial expressions to make, nothing. You need to leave the room. Same thing with, obviously, the chairman has understood that and respected that he's not here. So, Ms. Neimer, being in this meeting with any facial expressions, with any input whatsoever, is inappropriate and against the bylaw.
Mr. Gillen, with all due respect, this time we're going to allow her to be here for roll call. And at that time, I believe her intention is to recuse herself. This time we're going to open up the regular session, Friday, January 16, 2026, of the Crescent City Harbor District. Can we please have an order, a roll call?
Commissioner Schmidt?
Here.
Commissioner Niemer?
Here.
Commissioner Weber?
Here.
Vice Chair Evans?
Present.
Chair Shepherd?
He's absent as of now. I'll just pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, at this time, I'd like to open it up to general public comments. The general comment period is provided for subjects not included on the agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district. Each person is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes of speaking time. The board may not take action on non-agendized matters. In order to preserve meeting decorum and the nature of general public comments, the board and staff should not respond to statements or questions, but may make themselves available after the meeting. This time, do we have any general public comment? Anything online? Online?
Nope, looks like it.
Okay. We're going to move on to agenda item number two. The nature of this is to approve a 3 month lease agreement between the Crescent City Harbor District and Long Fisheries Incorporated, Dandy Fish Company Incorporated, and Fisherman's Catch Incorporated. It is my understanding at this time that Chairman Shepherd has recused himself from this subject matter due to a conflict of interest. Is there anybody else on the board that would like to recuse themselves?
I will also be recusing myself due to a conflict of interest.
Can we let the record reflect that Chair Shepherd and Commissioner Niemer have recused themselves from this item?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So we will open it up to the board for discussion on the lease. Any comment from the board?
I have just a question. From the last time we looked at the contract, what were the changes that were implemented at this point?
So we haven't changed anything since Wednesday. And
Okay.
yeah, the only thing I would just draw attention that there was an earlier version that was distributed on Sunday, which didn't have section
1.5.
yes. So if anyone in the public saw that version, this one add, and it's very simple. It's just listing the trade fixtures and personal property belonging to Fisherman's Catch. They wanted that to be memorialized in the agreement.
Do we have a motion to accept the lease agreement as presented at this time?
Yeah, I make a motion to accept this lease agreement as presented at this time. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion. We'll open it up to public comment. Mr. Gitnell, please.
Before I start my clock, Mr. Harbor Master, would you please update what has taken place on the last meeting as to why we are here today? Can you do that before you give me my 3 minutes? I think it's important that we record what took place, why we are here on this. This is a special meeting. Why did you call it? Something happened. Would you please refresh the public's, anybody's listening, and for the record, what took place 2 days ago.
I think given the circumstances, I'll allow just a quick synopsis of why we had to reschedule the meeting. You can make it quick, though.
Yeah, because you're asking just about the intervening 2 days, basically.
2 days ago, yes.
Last meeting. Yeah, there were some terms in the contract that Commissioner Schmidt wanted to have clarified and some suggestions. And so, you know, we took those under advisement. And, you know, it is somewhat difficult because we have had a meeting of the minds of all the parties. And so it's difficult to, you know, and this was actually a rather intense negotiation because of craft season and the, you know, the need to have this wrapped up as quickly as possible. So it's not, you know, maybe a typical situation where we can have a lot of back and forth with the lease and meet with the board and deliberate. It's kind of work, and we did make this a short-term lease only for 3 months to try to avoid any prolonged negotiation. So it's my recommendation that we approve this as it's been drafted and negotiated, even if there are perhaps some minor things that we might, you know, otherwise adjust. I would just strongly recommend that we don't get too, you know, hung up on some of the minor details.
Okay, you can start my clock now. So really, we're here because you have a perfunctory matter that needed immediate exigent attention, and that attention was to let go of the hoistmaster, the procession, and also to arrange for three different fisheries to come in and cure the problem on the eve of the fishing season. And the vote was 2-1. And that negative vote came from Mr. Commissioner Dan Schmidt over there. You had an attorney here to answer any questions. Mr. David Evans, you voted no. Mr. Gerhardt, you voted, excuse me, yes. Mr. Gerhardt, you voted yes. And Mr. Schmidt voted no, which kiboshed the whole thing. He is ill fit to cert on this board. He has cost the district perhaps several $1,000 in hoist fees. I don't know the update to that. Mr. Rademacher, you can help us. And his, for reasons that have not yet been explained, his having trouble with the attorney present, he kiboshed the whole deal. And that's the reason we're here today. I call for his resignation. Dan Schmidt, you need to get off this board. You're palpably ignorant on all matters in court, including bylaws. I said to you 100 times, 3 is your magic number on everything. 2-1 is not a vote. And this man killed that yesterday. And now we're on the precipice of perhaps correcting it. And for what reason? Because Mr. Schmidt doesn't do his homework. He's busy writing something down, or he's disengaged from these meetings. And if it's not palpable ignorance, then it's evil. He's in violation of his oath. I won't back down on this. This is unnecessary meeting. This costs people time and money. And this man sits there writing things down. How dare you? And he needs, and he has a newspaper to produce, to write what? To do all of this, to report all this out, and hasn't appeared there. I call for his resignation, and if not, please let me know if you want me to start a recall against this man. I don't care how long it takes or how much money it takes. That's up to you guys. He needs to go, and he needs to go now. Thank you.
Seth Cliff, is there any more public comment at this time? Online, any public comment? Hearing none,
aye.
Saying none.
Sorry, the question.
Yeah.
Can you please highlight what the results would be if we have the same voting pattern as we had last Wednesday? What would the results be?
Yeah, so the concern is that fishermen's catch, you know, they have access to the Asian market and markets they're not served by some of the other fish buyers. And I mean, there is a lot of overlap, but they have a certain segment of the market that they buy crab for and deliver to. And a lot of boats are choosing not to do business with them because it haven't been paid, you know, over the past year. So we have a lot of boats that have now contracted with long fisheries. And, you know, if they don't have an agreement to use a hoist, it's going to complicate the ability to move product to the market. I mean, I'm sure, you know, fishermen are very resilient and creative, and I'm sure that they'll figure something out, but it's going to really complicate things, you know, for sure. And this is something that we've carefully negotiated and worked out. We think it's in the harbor's interests. We think it's in, obviously, these other entities have agreed to it. It's short term. So I think it really, I would strongly recommend that we just approve it. And it puts us in a stronger position relative to fishermen's catch and trying to regain possession of that and deal with some of the issues from the old lease that expired.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
So at this time, I'd like the record to reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business at this meeting. But according to our bylaws, it would take an affirmative of 3 votes to make any action or have any action on any agendized item. So if there's no more questions or comments from the board, we'll have the clerk pull the vote.
All right. Commissioner Schmidt?
No.
Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Vote fails.
Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.